The Boxing Diaries is a new exhibition from artist Sarah Walker. It's a series of paintings which explores the sport of boxing from a very particular perspective. To tell us more, Sarah Walker joins us now, also from our Cork studio this evening. What inspired you particularly, Sarah, to go to the sport of boxing as a subject for your painting?
Well, it was completely inspired by my two sons taking up boxing and following them, driving around the country with them.
What age were your two sons when they started this sport?
My eldest son was 11, and then the next son, there's about 2.5 years between them, so he started then when he was about 11 as well.
So your eldest son at that time, his name is Seamus, and the younger son?
Seamus, yeah. Emmett.
Emmett is the younger son.
Yeah.
Was there any history of boxing in either your own family or their father's family?
No boxing anywhere, not in my family either. It was just Seamus's decision completely since he was about 2 years old. He had boxing gloves and he just really, really wanted to do boxing.
And had you any fears or worries around your son heading into, obviously, a fairly violent sport?
Well, I really didn't know anything about it very much, up close, so to speak. But eventually, there wasn't anywhere to do boxing where we live in Iries in the Berwick Peninsula. And the closest boxing club was almost an hour's drive away in Bantry. So for years, he was begging us, could he do boxing? Could he start? And eventually then, when he was 11, I gave in and I brought him to Bantry Boxing Club. It was great. He got straight into it.
At what point then, Sarah, did the boxing activity of both sons, Seamus and Emmett, what point did that become potential material for your painting?
It took a few years. By the time I started painting, I had got completely hooked. They'd started competing in championships and they were doing really well. And I was completely drawn in by the excitement when they were winning and then the disappointments of the losses. And I was looking at it all the time. And then I started thinking about painting it. And I had painted already figures, usually within a big landscape, small figures that I had done, runners and cyclists, and maybe like figures on a beach.
In fact, the opening painting in the catalogue for the collection shows Kieran the father and Seamus and Emmett, his two sons, taking a walk on Ballybunion Strand, an expansive strand, and three very small figures within that.
Yeah. So it was kind of like that they'd been the sort of paintings that I had been doing. So I realised that I could carry that through to the boxing. That painting is actually of them. Both Seamus and Emmett had a Munster final that afternoon in Ballybunion. So they were just, relaxing on the beach beforehand.
One of the interesting things, there are, I suppose, different sets of paintings from the boxing ring. Let me talk, first of all, about a painting that's called Jack's First Contest 2013. There are a couple of paintings like this. Just describe us, if you can remember, what exactly we see in that painting.
That painting is Andy, the boy's trainer, and Jack, who's one of the other kids from the club. It was his first contest, and it just shows Andy at the corner, his hands kind of hanging over the ropes, advising Jack just before he goes into the, well, he's in the ring, just before he starts his contest. And those little moments are something I've been really drawn to,
What really strikes me in the painting, even just looking at its reproduction in the catalogue, is the relationship, the tenderness in Andy's face, who's the trainer, and the absolute, the intent way in which Jack is listening to what Andy's saying.
Yeah, that's what's really caught my interest with the whole thing. That whole engagement between the trainers and the kids, and the trainers being very aware of what the kids are going through, because, it's quite nerve-wracking for them, not just actually boxing each other, but they're kind of on stage, you know. It's one-to-one. They're boxing in front of an audience. And sometimes you might have an 11-year-old kid, you know, from the wilds of West Cork, who makes it all the way through the counties and the provincial championships and gets all the way up to the national stadium. So I think the trainers give them fantastic encouragement. And I love that whole relationship between the trainers and the kids.
There are a couple of paintings which touch on that. But another aspect that struck me within the collection, and a question I wanted to ask, was I'm looking at one now called Munster Final Night 2011, and the description at the side says Seamus scores a straight shot in the Munster Final in Nina, and it's two young men boxing, and the action of it is very visible. How did you go about capturing that action? Did you take pictures as it was happening, or did you do it from memory?
A bit of both. Take a lot of pictures, and then we also usually film all the contests because the boys want to see them afterwards. But I get that that movement with using the paint. The paint, I use it in a kind of a sculptural way. So the paint itself makes those, like, the shape of the muscles and the gestures. You know, I sort of lever the paint onto the paper so it can, it kind of makes the shape itself.
The other thing I believe that you wanted to touch on through these paintings was the difference between your son's upbringing in West Cork and your own upbringing in Dublin.
Yeah, it's quite a different background, I suppose. I grew up not very interested in sport, and my husband grew up playing hurling, you know. So their activities, like, I was never so engrossed in something as a kid or as a teenager as they are, you know. And they've travelled all over Ireland, and they've got so... they've been so focused on it, you know. And also they've had trips to England with Irish teams. They've had 3 trips to England. So, you know, I think their teenage years are much more exciting than mine were.
Finally, I mean, obviously it's clear why you would want to paint your own sons in this action. Has boxing as a subject grown beyond that now for you as a painter? Does it move well beyond your two sons and their involvement?
I don't know, to be honest. The paintings are very personal. So, I mean, it was definitely painting them that sort of drew me into it, I suppose. But then I did get drawn into the whole sport. I don't feel like I'm finished with it, you know. I really enjoy, luckily, considering how much time I've spent watching the contests, I really enjoy the sport, you know, itself.
Well, and that shows, I think, in the paintings certainly that I've seen in the catalogue. The exhibition is called The Boxing Diaries, paintings by Sarah Walker. It's on at the Oliver Sears Gallery on Dublin's Molesworth Street, and it runs through until the 19th of February.